Are you interested in starting your own cash PT practice? Maybe a little side hustle practice right now because you're bored with what you do at work and you're seeing massive volumes of patients. I found the most success by going this route through a practice in a gym. And this is why I started the Gym PT Blueprint. The Gym PT Blueprint is really a program that shows you exactly how to be successful in the cash model, whether it's a side practice or you're diving head first like I did. This shows you exactly how to set your finances up correctly, how to set your practice up correctly, how to sell things, how to market yourself, and how to really convey your unique value to other people so that they'll want to pay you for it. If you are struggling to figure out how to set your practice up correctly, or if you're in practice and you're not making at least five figures a month at this point, you really should check out the Gym PT Blueprint. Head over to drdannymattei.com/products. That's drdannymattei.com/products to take a look at the Gym PT Blueprint and see how this program can help you become successful. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Mattei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Doc Danny here, PT Entrepreneur Podcast. And I'm coming to you on a Thursday. We're answering a short question that I got that's about digital businesses, digital products in particular, information products, courses, and kind of teaching. And the question really had to do with like, okay, these sound awesome. Let's give you a little context. A digital course would be something like the Gym PT Blueprint course that we have that goes over how to set up a practice successfully in a gym, be a cash practice, how to run it, scale it, and actually set that sucker up the right way. So that's something that I had spent time consulting with people on. So this is typically how these products start. You have something that is a piece of information, knowledge that is helpful to other people. They start to want to know how to do that thing, and you charge them for your time, right? We do this in physical therapy. Cash PT is, my back hurts. Cool, I can help you with that. All right, how many times I need to see you, you know, and what's it going to cost? Okay, well, we usually see people with chronic back pain 6 to 10 times. It's $200 a session, so somewhere between $1,200 and, you know, $2,000 to solve that problem. Okay, I'm going to pay you for your time. I want this solution, and then boom, you do it. Now, that's a in-person, one-on-one exchange of time and money, right? Now, anything that you can do a consulting service with, you technically should be able to also do a digital product with. So in order to start a digital product, this is what the the question was about. How do you actually develop a information-based product, which is sort of a loaded question, right? Because there's a lot of layers to that. But primarily, the way that you do it is you decide what problem do you want to solve, and then you reverse engineer what steps somebody needs to take in order to get there, and to be able to take a step back and be able to say, how can I get a really good outcome without this person needing to be face-to-face with me or spend a ton of time one-on-one with me? Because the goal is to help to leverage your time by this sort of 80-20 principle, right? Like, I know that 80% of people that want to start a cash practice that are interested in sort of this hybrid training conditioning side of PT, that they're going to need help with things like sales and marketing and understanding finance and having the right mindset to be able to sell cash PT versus a copay and understanding how to structure their gym. 80% of their problems are going to be solved within, you know, this sequence of modules you can put together in a an information-based course. So it doesn't require me necessarily to walk them through that, which is what I was doing when I was doing consulting work, and I was charging a lot more money to do it as well. So this is a nice thing with an information-based product is you can leverage your time better, but you can also have it at a price point that is more affordable for other people, right? So if you have a problem that you want to solve, Take a step back and think, all right, what kind of 6 to 8 things does somebody need to do in a sequence? Maybe it's they do one thing a week for that period of time. Maybe it's just like sequentially they need to do this thing and then this thing and then this thing. And how can you get them to do that without you necessarily needing to be there or to talk to them one-on-one? And write down different ways you could help them achieve that, or what information they need to know, or what resources do they need, or what other people maybe do they need to get connected with. And then you can start to kind of develop the framework of what this digital program looks like. And for many people in our profession, I think the easiest low-hanging fruit that people start to go after, this was actually one of the first digital products that I decided to take a stab at, was the treatment of lower back pain. So I started a program called Back to the Barbell, which is now on MobilityWOD's site. It's a digital product that they house. But when I started, it was just me. And I was selling it on my own, and I was doing lead generation for it, and I was developing a sales funnel for it. And it is a 6-week program that really is how do you get back to barbell lifts without re-aggravating your back pain or your back over and over again. So being both back squat and deadlifting, which you see so many reoccurrences with, right? So I basically started this because I had hurt myself, and I put my own program together so that I wouldn't continually keep re-aggravating my back. And then I started to use it with my patients, and I started to realize, oh man, like I have this sort of like built out program, and I was able to tweak it a little bit based on how other people responded. But it allowed me to then create better changes with my soldiers at the time that I was working with, because we rarely get to see them more than once every 3 weeks. So now I had this kind of pre-templated out program that seemed to work really well for all these different types of back injuries. So that was a digital product that we then, you know, put it up and we're able to sell. And you know, that program at this point, it's about $100. It's $97. It's on their site. And you know, that's something that every month, you know, we have anywhere between like 40 and 50 purchases of that program alone. So, and I do very little work for that at this point. I probably spend a total of 30 minutes a month on that one program. So, you know, you talk about this idea of like the elusive passive revenue. It's there. That's definitely passive revenue for me. I mean, it takes me very little time, and it creates a decent amount of revenue every month. But one thing that you need to keep in mind is, initially, it's a lot of work, and you being able to leverage something that can help multiple people is such a good idea. But what really helps to start with is to have credibility in some other way, to then leverage your digital products on. So I'm a big fan of either delving into a certain area of expertise, or starting a brick and mortar business, and then using that as leverage and credibility to then sell your digital product. Because in the ability to sell a digital product, it requires a lot of trust from that person. It's like somebody buying something on the internet, they don't know you. Like if somebody comes in to work with you, they see you, they get to meet you, they shake your hand, like their friends have told you about them. Buying a digital product can be way harder. Like the conversion percentage on digital products are way, way lower than people that come in and meet me, like brick and mortar setting, that want to do work with us. So, you know, if your ability to have some sort of leverage of, oh yeah, I own this company, I work with this kind of athlete, and I have this digital program, if you can't come in and work with us, you can do this instead. Like, I think that's the best strategy going forward to start with if you're thinking about getting into a digital product. So having that ability to say, like, this is my specialty, this is my company, this is who we work with, and if you can't make it here, here are some options that you have. So you instantly have credibility if you have your own practice, whether you're seeing 10 people a month or 400 people a month, whatever. There's this perception of credibility associated with it. So as you go down that path and you decide, is this something worth me doing? I do think it's definitely a viable option for many people in our field. And you can create a digital program on pretty much whatever the hell you want. I'm shocked sometimes when I see people in my digital mastermind that are doing information-based products on all kinds of stuff. There's a lady that I met out in San Diego that does a mastermind group. It's for Christian women to help them find a husband. So it's a year-long mastermind. It's 12 months long. And she basically works with them to, I don't know, really know how she, you know, what she does. She's sort of like a matchmaker, I guess. I'm not sure. But they basically get together once or twice a year. They do some ongoing work, coaching work. And she has a whole team of people now. She has 100 people in this group. And wait till you hear the freaking price point. It's 100 people in this group. And keep in mind, this is to help Christian women find a husband. Okay. Super niche. Very, very, very narrow. She charges $24,000 a year in order to be a part of this group. I did not misspeak. $24,000 a year to help that nice Christian woman find a husband. Like, let's put that in perspective in terms of the, you know, the need there. Like, that could be a serious problem for some people. You know, once they get out of certain, you know, college, or, you know, there, it's like how you meet somebody, whatever, how you meet the right person. Like, she's positioned herself at a, in a way to help solve a problem. She has 100 people that pay $24,000 a year to be a part of this mastermind group. It's a 12-month program. That is $2.4 million that she is generating. I'm sorry, it's more than that. It's about $2.5 to $3 million a year that she's generating, helping people find a husband in this very specific niche. Now, if you think you can't sell an information-based product at $100 to solve back pain, and that is a mindset issue that needs to change, because I just spent a couple days around people selling how to find a husband for $24,000 a year, and I wondered to myself, man, am I grossly underestimating what value we provide? So the digital stuff is real. It's definitely an option. I think your best bet is to establish your reputation first and to just be somewhat patient. You know, I hate to say that word sometimes with people, but, like, you know, if you can do it in the right manner, you'll have such an easier time with the digital side of things than the brick and mortar side of things. Not to say you can't go the other way around. You absolutely can. But I think that they work really well together, and it diversifies your income. It gives you multiple revenue streams, which is just, from the standpoint of financial security, that is really, really just amazing. And very few people have that. Many, many wealthy people have that, but very few kind of middle to upper income people have diversification in their salary, in their revenue. And that is an absolute game changer in terms of just peace of mind when it comes to how you're going to pay the bills, how you're going to save for retirement, how you're going to put your kids through college, how you're going to pay your mortgage, all of that. It helps tremendously. So, guys, I hope that helps. That is my opinion on starting information-based products and what you should look at doing. If you are more interested in this topic, let me know. I've actually been thinking about putting more content out on this. I'm in this digital mastermind, and I learn all this stuff, you know, while I'm in there to help with my digital business. I predominantly talk about our brick and mortar side of the business to kind of help you guys get established there. But if you're interested in the digital side of things, you know, shoot me an email. I'd love to hear from you, danny@athletespotential.com, or drop a line in the mastermind or the Facebook group we have, the PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group, or you can even shoot me a message on Instagram. I'm pretty good with that stuff, not necessarily Facebook always, but Instagram, Danny Matei PT. Shoot me a message and let me know if you want to learn more about the digital side of business opportunities for practitioners. So, guys, thanks so much for listening. Take care.
Hey, real quick before we go, I just want to say thanks so much for listening to this podcast. If you're one of the people that's already headed over to iTunes and left me a review, I really appreciate it. There's been over 50 iTunes reviews, and all of them being 5 stars, that have been left on this podcast since we started in August. That's awesome. And I read every single review. I take every little piece of advice that you give me in there, any criticism, any positive feedback that you have, I read all of it. And it's amazing to see that we're even getting reviews internationally at this point. So if you're one of the people that's reviewed the podcast, thanks so much. If you're an active listener of this podcast, I highly, highly encourage you to subscribe to the podcast and go to iTunes and leave me a short review. I'd love to hear what you have to say, and it really does help me get this information in front of more people. So guys, thanks again for your time, and keep listening.